What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. We're doing a matchup today, but I am not alone. We are joined today by two legends, Mr. Jackson Powers and NFL Steven. They're going to be helping me create the greatest first-round mock draft ever to be cooked up. So before we get into all that, how are you doing, boys?
Doing pretty good. I just got off work, so feeling good about it.
Yeah, I can't complain either. It's prom week for me, so
got that.
Yeah, got that in the works right now. But yeah, taking a little break from that to get some mocks going.
Sick. Yeah. So we're just gonna get rolling. Obviously the draft's getting closer, so I'm gonna be doing a bunch of different mock drafts for the podcast with a bunch of different people. Starting off with this one, Steven, you have the first overall pick with the Panthers. Let's ride.
I'm gonna go the route nobody wants to go except for me, probably. It's Anthony Richardson.
Okay. Jackson, how do you feel about that? I want your thoughts.
I think it's really based, actually. I think Richardson – I've kind of debated between Stroud and Richardson as my quarterback one, and I think I've safely landed on Richardson. I actually buy into the philosophy that he is the safest quarterback prospect as opposed to the most risky, just because at a minimum he's giving you that floor of having an incredible, incredible rushing offense. And I'm buying into the strides that he needs to take to become a really good pocket passer. So I actually think that's a great pick.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot, too, just because of the Cam Newton comps. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and I also think that this is by far the best landing spot for him just because they have, like, a top three coaching staff in the NFL and guys who can develop him. And Frank Reich wants his own guy to develop and Anthony Richardson's that dude. I've been between him and Bryce Young for this pick. I definitely think that there's an argument for any of the top three guys here, but I don't hate Richardson.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. With pick number two here, I was fully planning on going defense, but I do think that if Houston sits at two and Bryce Young falls to them, I think that is who they're going to go with. So I'm going to take Bryce Young right here. In terms of Young as a player, he's not the biggest guy, but I think he offers a lot to you as a second reaction player. He's very good at escaping out of the pocket and making something happen downfield. I think he can work both over the middle and outside the numbers. I don't think his arm is incredible, but I would not be surprised if he's a Kyler Murray type of player in the league. I kind of assume Houston has him as their quarterback one, and I don't know how they would address if he falls there, but to me, I think that if he falls into their lap, that is probably who they're going to end up pulling the trigger on.
Yeah. Dude, I also think I think Bryce Young's a little underrated at this point just because of the size stuff. Yeah. I think people really, really overlook his actual talent and skill as a passer when there's like, oh, but he's small and he can't use the middle of the field. Like, Jalen Hurts couldn't throw over the middle field for the first 2 years of his NFL career. Like, just did not do it, you know, and now he's where he is. So, before I make a third pick with the Cardinals, I know this is one that most likely will not be the Cardinals. Do either of you want to jump up here with one of your teams? I'm going to let you guys think about who you have.
I think I have Tennessee.
You do have Tennessee, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, if Steven, if you want to do it with the Raiders, I would probably do it with Tennessee.
I don't feel like the Raiders are in a place to jump. At least okay. Not.
Yeah, I would do it with Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just soft force this. Hold up.
Yeah, I don't really care what kind of compensation you need to. Oh, did they fix the trade thing? Because it was always like the West divisions were like at the bottom right by the cancel button. And it was very hard. They must have fixed it.
Tennessee. I think a straight up pick swap, since we're not doing anything, we'll probably just work. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now, Jackson, you're on the clock at three.
I'm going to go Stroud right here. I kind of think that he's their quarterback one. I think that Tennessee is a franchise that likes a good pocket passer. And Stroud is definitely the best at that in the class. He operates off of just pure precision. He has great footwork, great mechanics. The accuracy is incredible. His ability to just hit some of those throws downfield right on the money are as good as you're going to see out of a young prospect like Stroud. I'm really high on him, and the reason why I kind of juggled with him as my quarterback one is almost solely because of that Georgia game where we saw him have the ability to kind of hit those like second reaction throws where I think he does have more mobility than he was forced to show at Ohio State, because you don't really have to move yourself out of the pocket when you have a receiving core and an offensive line that is as talented as Ohio State's. So I actually really like that for Stroud, because I think it means he's not going to kind of do too much and get really panicky once he gets to the NFL level. Mm-hmm. I love Stroud, and I could absolutely see why Tennessee would probably have them as their quarterback one. So that's who I'm going to pull the trigger on.
Yeah. I definitely don't buy into like the, oh, well, you drafted Malik Willis, so why would you draft a guy here? Like Malik Willis stinks. That dude
is a fake investment.
Fake investment, yeah. So, Steven, I'm assuming, I'm not going to make your pick for you, but I'm assuming we're going quarterback here, right?
Something I was thinking about just now is the Colts very well could trade down.
They could.
The next few teams don't need a quarterback.
No.
So, wait, who has 11? The Cardinals could trade right back up. Or maybe the Texans trade up. Yeah, I think I'll go Texans because that's my pick. So make this pick the Texans pick.
Is that your pick?
Pretty sure. 4, then.
4, 7, 10. You pick a 13 with the Jets.
The Jets.
Who is the Texans pick?
That'd be.
I do. Before. I do.
Yeah, I do. I guess if you want to move up, that'd be up to you.
I'm going to let it play out. I'll see what happens here.
I'll just take Levis then, because I can't think of a trade. They could trade down, though. I think that's very real.
I think they could, yeah. All right, quarterback, and now Jackson has maneuvered his way into picking for the Seahawks, so.
Boom. Yeah, game time. That's why I requested pick two, because I'll get both of their first rounders. You will,
yeah.
And this is the pick that I've been kind of pushing on Twitter and all of the social medias that I'm active on. I think Jalen Carter is the move for Seattle here. You look at this roster, and I think they have like 2 or 3 active defensive linemen. It's not enough right now, and I think Jalen Carter is elite in almost every aspect as an interior defensive tackle. He can rush the passer with power or with speed. I think he's a great run stuffer. He does a lot of the like dirty work that you see out of a lot of nose tackles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I understand all of the character concerns. I understand the pro day. I don't think I fully know the extent of his character issues because I have not been in the building for any of his interviews. But honestly, it's a guy that I'm willing to take a risk on because to me, he is the best player in the class, regardless of positional value. And he fills probably the biggest hole on Seattle's roster. So I think if he's available for you there, it's a no-brainer. You've got to pull Carter off the board.
Yeah. And genuine question. Do you think there is an interior defensive lineman on Seattle right now that is, as of right now, better than Jalen Carter?
Draymond Jones, I think, probably has...
I forgot about Draymond Jones.
But yeah, because we just went out and got Draymond Jones. But I mean, after that, it's like Jared.
Yeah, because like he's going to get there and be like automatically like 1B in that defense.
He'll be getting like as many downs as they could possibly fit him into. Yeah, he is going to be getting so many snaps.
Do you see just so little depth? Like, would you be like angry if they were to go like Tyree Wilson or Will Anderson here?
If they passed up on Carter, I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't hate it if it was Anderson, because I do like Anderson more than I like Tyree Wilson. I think Tyree Wilson, like, I think he fits a need for us because we don't really have an edge defender who can really set the edge. Like, Bruce Irvin was getting a lot of time for us because, like, Daryl Taylor, it's Uchenna Nwosu and Daryl Taylor, and Daryl Taylor can rush the pass really well. He's just an awful, awful run defender. So, like, Wilson and Anderson would fill a need for us, but like, man, I would hate passing up on the guy that I thought was better and fills a bigger hole just because of the character concerns that have been floated around with his name. But I wouldn't be like super mad, but I certainly would not call that my dream pick.
Yeah. I'm on the clock at 6 with Detroit, and I am going to take Christian Gonzalez. I think that I don't know. I feel like with them trading away Okuda, they traded away like their youngest corner. They signed 2 guys, but like Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley are both like on the older side of things. and like, who is it? Amani Arorie, is that his name? That's his name, right?
Yeah, but he was just a free agent. I don't know if he's
still. I don't even know if they've even re-signed him. Yeah. So they need, not only do they need youth, but they also need actual talent at the corner position. And Christian Gonzalez is only 20 years old. He's the youngest corner in this class. He's also the best corner in this class. I think he's a guy who can immediately come into the NFL and be good as a rookie corner, which is saying a lot of a guy. So I think Christian Gonzalez is the pretty easy pick for them here, especially with Carter being off the board. I don't think they go edge this early on. I think that's maybe something that they do in the second or third round, but I don't think they spend this high capital on an edge. So I'm gonna go Gonzalez.
I like the pick. That's who I would have picked too.
Yeah.
I think Steven. That's 7 for the Raiders. Think about their needs. Their secondary is weak. Their pass rush is weak outside of Max Crosby. Yeah. And Will Anderson is at 7. So I think that is the pick. Yeah. That is the pick. Will Anderson. Although Witherspoon is tempting. But
they do really like him. So I wouldn't be surprised if they went Witherspoon here. But. Yeah.
All right. My time again at pick 8. I think I'm gonna trade back with myself here. I'm gonna have the Patriots at 14 move up to 8.
Okay.
And with that I am going to select Peter Skoronski. I think most teams are going to be looking at him from the scope of his arms are too short, but he could be a really good guard. I think that there are a couple teams in the league that have him as their offensive tackle one because they don't care about arm length. And I think that the Patriots are one of them. If you look at just his technique and pure production at college, he probably is the best tackle. He has really good pad level. I don't think his strength is incredible, and he's not great with guys around the edge. But he's a really smooth run blocker. He climbs to the second level well. I think he has really good hands, and I think out of all the other tackles, I think this is a pretty weak tackle class. So if you want to overlook the arm length, I don't think that's a big deal at all. And one of the big quotes from their offensive line coach, it's Dante. I'm blanking on his last name right now. It's Dante something. I'll look it up in a second. But when he asked about what it takes to make an offensive lineman, there were three traits he listed. And I don't specifically remember what they were. It was like strength, hands, and power or something like that. But then he was asked about arm length, and he said, that is completely overrated. We do not think arm length is a big
concern. Yeah, I did hear about this quote, yeah.
And obviously that's like the big knock on Skoronski. So I think the Patriots are going to be one of the few teams that are viewing him as a tackle and are actually going to draft him with the intention of him playing tackle. So I think they're going to be one of the few teams who want to move up and jump the guys who think he's going to be a really good guard. So that's kind of what I'm going to do there.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you're not too high into buying on the end of the Paris Johnson upside.
I am and I'm not. I think Johnson. I like what you're working with there, but I don't think that. I think there's very few situations where I would be like, yeah, he's gonna go there and he's gonna end up being great because I really trust them to develop him. I think that he has a lot of stuff to work on. Physically, he definitely needs to add some play strength. He does not look very strong to me right now. Yeah. If I'm bringing him into the building, he's hitting bench press 2 times a day until he gets that strength up. But his hand placement's really bad. I think there's a lot of stuff that you need to work on with Johnson, and maybe so much so that you don't want him to be a starter right out of the gate, and you want to kind of sit him. And that sort of return on a rookie tackle is a little bit scary to me. But I do think that there are a couple teams where I'm like, yeah, he would go there and he would dominate.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I really hate that I have to make a good pick for Chicago here. But I am going to go Tyree Wilson because he is exactly the defender that Poles wants. He's exactly the defender that this defense needs. He's an incredible run defender. He's an argument to be the best edge rusher in this class. Good upside. I mean, he does everything well. There's some points where he, like, you can watch him and you're like not entirely sure if he actually knows how to play football or not, but he certainly is a guy who I would definitely be buying into at 9 with Chicago. He's exactly what they're looking for. Like I said, Poles listed a bunch of traits that he likes in defenders and edge rushers and linebackers, and Tyree Wilson fits the ball in all of them. And I think that if Tyree Wilson or Will Anderson is here, they should go him. I don't think they should take a tackle this early. I think, if anything, they should trade down and get a tackle. But, yeah, I'm going to go Tyree Wilson at 9.
That leaves me at 10 with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
Super Bowl losers.
Yep.
Safety is a glaring need, as well as tackle. Well, tackle's not like a need, but it's kind of like a place that they should probably draft. So I think I'm going to go tackle, and I will take Paris Johnson.
Yeah.
Because I think if anywhere is going to develop a tackle that's kind of weak, kind of what Jackson was just describing, it would be Philadelphia.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, it's a spot where a guy like him who probably shouldn't doesn't have to start day one.
Yeah.
Like, because he'll obviously start – he'll obviously be a bench – guy for now, and maybe he comes in after an injury, or maybe he comes in because of rotational stuff. But reality, we're not going to see Paris Johnson much his first year if he's playing for the Eagles. But again, a guy who fits a timeline for them that can just develop him. And once they lose a couple of guys, you know, he'll be able to step into that. I traded down here, so I am picking for the Cardinals and the Texans back to back. The Cardinals, I'm going to take Devon Witherspoon. There's no really. And that's not an edge rusher that I would take here at 11, personally, that I would want them to, I want them to have, and that's what I would have gone at 3. But I think they desperately need a corner. I think I can name one of their corners right now, and I probably am shaky on his name. But, like, really, like, it is bad in that cornerback room. So I'm going to give them Devon Witherspoon. Then I'm gonna give the Texans Kalijah Kancey. Yeah, Kalijah Kancey.
Who's here at 13? I have That's 14.
Me. I am 13.
Yeah.
Dude, the Jets are an interesting one. Because, I mean, I'm trying to think of their needs, and it's just like quarterback. But fuck. Can you go back to the all screen, please?
Oh yeah. Just
give myself a refresher of who's here. I will take. And I think this is a place where they could go tackle too. I think I'll go Broderick, Mr. Broderick Jones. Might be a recall.
Roger Jones, okay. I like it.
All right. I'm going to go with another kind of reach pick here, and that's I'm going to go with Northwestern edge Adetomiwa Adebore. This is a guy that I am, like, I'm so certain right now is going to be, like, a major, major riser on draft day, and my reasoning for that is look at the guy who really rose last year. There wasn't any consensus number one overall pick in terms of who was the best prospect. There was Kayvon Thibodeau, Aiden Hutchinson, Sauce Gardner, Stingley. Like, all of them had pull to be the number one overall pick. But the guy that it ended up being was the freak athlete that tested really well at the combine. And Adebore has very similar numbers to him. He tested better than him in a lot of different metrics. Ran a better 40, had a better vertical, and is also 10 pounds heavier. I don't think teams are as high on him as they were on Walker, but I think there's a lot to fall in love with here. He had a lot more production than Trayvon Walker did. I think he is a freak athlete and is probably that sort of tweener guy that if you really want to, you can kick to the outside while also giving him some reps at like a 4 technique or a 4-eye. I think that he gives a line a lot of flexibility, and there's so much athleticism to work with a team like the Falcons, where that you need a playmaker on that defensive line. You have Arnold Ebiketie, who I really liked last year as a prospect, but he hasn't taken that step yet. I wouldn't be surprised if he does, but I think you still want some athleticism on that defensive line. I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta's the team that's like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a risk on this guy. We're going to try to be the team that develops him into a potential future star. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Texans, Ned Rusher, good stuff. Sorry, the Falcons. The Packers, man. two of my guys are here, and I really don't know what to do.
It's obvious.
What?
For me, it's obvious.
Well, I know who you want me to pick.
You should pick who you think, but for me, it's obvious.
See, I don't know. Give me Brian Branch. I like it.
That's the correct.
I like it. Yeah, that's a nice pick.
See, like JSN like would be nice for Jordan Love, but like our secondary is so bad. Like there is nobody there except for Jair. Like Adrian Amos is. I don't think we've re-signed him yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, Steven. We have not. Darnell Savage is on the team, which whatever. We don't have any corners. Like Eric Stokes can't stay healthy, and when he's on the field, he sucks. Jair is there. Keyshawn Nixon's more like kick returner than he is like an actual like get like playing time at corner. Branch is very versatile. He does everything that he does well, and honestly, you know, he can play traditional safety. He can play in the box. He can play in the slot. He can do just about anything you need him to. Probably the best overall defensive back in this class, I would say. So I'm going to give it to Brian Branch there. And that puts you on the clock, Steven, with the Commanders.
Yes, it does. And I think it is also a very obvious need for the Commanders, and that's corner. And it's really, for me, between Porter and Cam Smith. Porter, I like more. I think I'm going to go Porter just because of the athleticism. Or like more like the build, I guess. His build is just crazy. And for the Commanders, they have a big guy there. His name is like blanking on me right now, but he's kind of similar.
Is it St. Just?
Yeah, that's what
Saint
I'm thinking
Juice
of.
Is the guy, yeah, yeah.
St. Just, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. I think they like that archetype. So I think Porter's my pick. Yes.
Yeah, Porter's good.
I like it.
Where does Jackson?
Sorry.
I know last time we talked, you hadn't watched him. Where do you have Joey Porter right now?
I really like him. I have him as my cornerback too. I think I think like one of the things in my mind when I'm watching film is I do something that I call the zero stride test, and I don't think he's quite there in like man or press man. But I think like if he takes zero strides in that area, he's a very smart zone mover and has like really long arms, and I think that's a really solid floor for him. Yeah, I really like Porter. He's my two right behind Gonzalez.
Sick. All right, 17 here.
All right, pick 17. I am going to go with Anton Harrison out of Oklahoma. Like I said, I don't love this tackle class, but I think Harrison is a really, really safe prospect. I think in terms of like – when you look at this class, there's a lot of guys who have great size and speed combinations but are just not quite there yet in terms of their technique, or maybe they're lacking some play strength. Anton Harrison, I think, has it to me technically, and I think if you were to bet on who's going to be the best tackle, the best rookie tackle, Harrison's probably the safest pick in that regard. I think he is a great sealer in the run game. He has a really good punch. He's not physically overwhelming to me. Like, I don't think there's any real traits on this guy where I'm like, wow, he is going to be a star. But I think his punch is good. He's very smart. He's good in the running game. I think that his floor is high enough to where I'm like, yeah, I think this is going to have a solid return on investment. And it's not a risky pick, but it's one that you're comfortable with taking if you're Pittsburgh.
So I guess it would depend on who it is, but do you think that no matter what, they should go tackle over no matter who falls at corner? Like, are you locked into that?
Like, wouldn't say I'm locked in.
Usually I go Joey Porter here if he's there.
I would kind of just say, like, I think both are very significant needs. I would say whichever guy that the team thinks is the better player, they should go with. I think I'm a believer in player over fit. But I don't know. I think I would rather, in like a vacuum, I think I'd rather take a tackle. But if there's a corner there that they're in love with, I wouldn't hate them doing that.
Yeah, fair enough. I have the Lions again at 18. I got kind of cooked for doing this on the Run the North mock we just did yesterday, but I am going to go Dalton Kincaid.
That's a good pick. That's a
really good pick. Boys were not happy with that one.
Dude,
it was Michael Mayer, but they were not happy with me taking a tight end first round for them.
I mean, I like Mayer better than Kincaid, but I think that's really smart given like Hockenson's gone.
Yeah.
Legit need. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I think that defensive tackle could also work, but like, I personally don't like Brian Breesy that much. So I don't think he's worth this pick for them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys feel about him or if you guys have watched him at all, but I'm Breesy. Not a big Breesy fan. Yeah.
I don't think he's a first round cut. I would take him in like the third round. I think there's stuff to work with there, but there's some rough tape of him out there.
Steven, you have what I believe is one of, if not the hardest teams to mock for in the first with Tampa. Yeah. So,
I'm going to go with a guy that I can just picture in a Buccaneers uniform. That is Lucas Van Ness.
Forgot about him. He's still here. Yeah. Good pick.
Yeah. He's just a big guy, and I feel like Tampa likes big guys. So,
yeah.
Makes sense.
Again, like, you can pick anybody you want here.
I don't think they go to receiver.
They could even do that.
They could. I don't think they would.
But it's not completely out of our own possibility. And we've let Jackson's guy fall. We've done it.
I've thought about going. Oh, man, this is so tough.
I thought you'd be locked into.
No, there's one of three that I have here. The one you're thinking is definitely something I'm considering. But I think at this point, I think I'm going to go Jackson Smith and Jigba here. I think obviously Tyler and DK is an awesome wide receiver duo, but it's those two and who. There's just no depth in this receiver room. Wide receiver three has been a major need for Seattle even since they walked into the offseason, and it really has not been addressed yet. And I mean, it's been a horrible free agency class, so I can't really blame them on that front. I think I would rather address it later in the draft, but I am so in on JSN. He is probably going to be in the top like 6 or 7 on my big board, and I'm getting him at pick number 20. Yeah. It's a legitimate need, and there are other needs that I'd like to fill, like the pick you were just about to make for me there. But in Shane Waldron's scheme, you need to have quality weapons every single spot on the field, especially given that it's Geno instead of Russ now, where you're relying a little bit more on that first reaction, fall on the scheme a little bit. You need someone who can fill that. And JSN is like a quarterback's dream to me. He is so nuanced. He runs his routes so well. He can adjust super well to any coverage. I love JSN, and I think if he's on the board, Seattle's going to kind of turn him into their power slot.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to go with.
I don't really hate that. I haven't really been thinking about that as a possibility for them, but
I've never had him this far down on my board, so I figured I'd have to strike if I
The Chargers. A lot of people are going to be telling me to pick this guy right here, right? But I am instead going to pick Zay Flowers. I think Zay Flowers is a baller. Like, I really do. He's a little bit faster than the other guys, but something that they desperately need. I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for. This was, like, the Chargers pick. Like, pretty, like, not even that long ago. Like, this was the Chargers pick. I think if Zay Flowers is there, they should take him. They still have Austin Eckler, and as much as I don't like Austin Eckler, I don't know if that justifies drafting Bijan Robinson when there are other needs to be filled. They can go corner here. They can go, obviously, I guess they could go Bijan, then go receiver here. But I think their best option and the best value for them is Zay Flowers here.
That leaves me with the Ravens, and Cam Smith is here. He is a Raven. Please and thank you.
I rock with Cam Smith. I really like Cam Smith.
You like do you like him better than Banks, Jackson?
I have sort of been talked into Banks a little bit more. When I initially made my video on Banks,
say you were very low on Banks.
Fourth round grade on Banks. I did not love Banks. And I still think I think he's a project worth taking a risk on, but I still don't know that I would use like a first round pick on him. I have found flaws where I'm like, that is an instinctual thing and not something that's going to be fixed with like technique. Like, I don't think he plays the ball very well. There's a lot of times, like, I don't know. Have either of you two watched Quentin Johnston's tape?
I just did yesterday. Yeah. Okay.
One of the things with Johnston that I noticed is like, I think a lot of people have said this is like, he's this massive athletic freak, but he's so afraid to like go up in the air and like pluck the ball out. He like tries to position himself for like a over the shoulder
body catcher. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think Deontay Banks has that same problem. I don't remember which game it was. But there was it was like a 1v1 him and a guy downfield, and he like kind of slows up and positions, he like ducks his shoulder and tries to catch it over his shoulder, and the receiver just jumps up and nabs it like 6 feet above him. I there's a lot of instinctual stuff like that where I'm like, that is not something that's really going to be fixed with coaching. Like, I think you can work on your footwork all you want. You can up that athleticism a little bit. When it comes down to it, if your instincts aren't right, I don't think you're going to be a great player. And that's kind of how I feel about Banks. I'm rambling a little too much. With pick 23 right here, I am going to take my edge number 3, Nolan Smith, for the Vikings. I think that they need to focus on the defensive side of the ball, given I think Danielle Hunter is a little – I think his time in Minneapolis is running out, and Za'Darius Smith is asking to be traded or released. I think Nolan Smith is going to be kind of that replacement. He's really small, but I think he punches above his weight. Super, super awesome to have as a run defender. And I don't know if that translates to the NFL, but he's someone that I would watch his tape and be like, it's absolutely worth the risk. And I think there's also a lot that you can work with as a pass rusher. He, like I said, punches above his weight. I think he can kind of convert speed to power on smaller tackles. He can win around the edge. Super technically sound, works really well with his hands. I love Nolan Smith. And I think if you're getting him at 23, it's a risk worth well taking.
Yeah. Yeah. Jacksonville. I don't know. There's a couple different routes that could go. They need a safety, so if you like somebody well enough to pick him in the first outside of Brian Branch, you could go that. I personally am a little shaky on whether or not somebody is worth that. But I do see Deontay Banks here, and I do like him a good bit, so I am going to take Deontay Banks for them, get them another corner. I think that they should go – if Cam Smith, Banks, or any of the other top guys are there, I think that should be their pick. And, yeah, I'm going Banks.
This is a little interesting for me. Does anyone want to trade up to 25, or are we sticking and picking?
Let me see what I have. I have 26. I have 29.
I am very tempted to, but I don't think think either of you Buffalo. I don't think either of you will take the guy that I'm looking at for Buffalo.
Okay,
that's fine if not. I might pick if you guys don't want to.
I'm gonna stick.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I don't think I'm gonna.
I'm gonna stick.
Okay, I will just take Jordan Addison, please.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I think Jordan. Solid.
I think they have no receivers.
They do not.
And so, just if they can pick one of the top guys, then I think that's worth it, especially at 25.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'm really conflicted with Dallas right here, because I have kind of like a pick that I think is going to be a first rounder that I think a lot of people do not think will be. I think that's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Mozzie Smith right here. I am in love with him as an interior defensive lineman.
You did.
That's a guy that I was thinking about at number 20 for Seattle. Just because it's such a big need for them. Mozzie Smith fills every question you could have as a run defender. He can kick out to 3-tech. He can play inside at 0-technique. Really anywhere on that interior defensive line, he will play for you there, and he will do any kind of run defending technique that you need him. He can two gap, and he also has the speed to kind of power step through an offensive line and one gap the B. He's not really all there as a pass rusher yet. But I think it was a 999 RAS score, if I'm not mistaken. There's tools to work with there. You could definitely turn him into a bull rush guy. I think he has the pad level and the leverage to where you could work on the hands a little bit so he could dip the shoulder and kind of rip. I really like Monzi Smith, and that's someone whose stock that I'm buying very heavily because I think he's going to be a first rounder, and I don't think a lot of people have him mocked right there. So yeah. That's who I there was another guy I could have gone with, but I'm not going to say right now, at least, because I don't want to give any ideas.
Well, I'm on 27 with Buffalo, and Mozzie Smith was the guy I was going to trade up for. So I do now remember that Osiris Torrance is still here. So I will take Osiris Torrance because Ryan Bates sucks. So we'll take Osiris Torrance.
With the Cincinnati Bengals, I think you have a lot of things in play here. What I'm thinking, number one, Joe Mixon, bad person, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick Bijan Robinson to have not bad person in their running back room.
Fair enough.
Think Joe Mixon's going to be suspended for quite a while. So, and then he'll just get cut. So
yeah, he could be not a Bengal even by the time the year starts. So no, I hate it. Saints?
I've gone defensive end in basically every mock that I've done, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit here. I'm going to go with the guy that I believe is the best player available on the board, and I am going to take Michael Mayer. I really do believe in him as a legitimate tight end prospect of the future. I think he's going to be super good. And the Saints are a team to me where I'm like, they need just about everything. As much as I would like them to get some like young and athletic edge, I don't think that's something they should really be fully prioritizing. And Mayer is someone who I think blocks really well for them and adds a very legitimate option in the receiving game, which they don't really have right now. Obviously, Olave is awesome. Michael Thomas's days are numbered, if not already done, as a New Orleans Saint. And I am not high on the receivers. I think Michael Mayer is probably the best receiving option that you could add right here. And then adds a lot to what you will need to do as a blocking scheme. If you want to pull him out of the passing attack and have an extra blocker there, if you want to have him as like a wing nub sliding over for a split zone, I really like him in that role. I like Michael Mayer because I think he's really versatile in his role, and I think he's going to offer a lot to New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. 30, the Eagles, they like the trenches. They like guys they can work with. So I'm going to give them BJ Ojulari.
No, that was my pick for the Chiefs.
Give them an edge. Oh, they love the trenches. They love guys that they can sit behind veterans and develop and work. I think BJ Ojulari is a first-round talent. I think he definitely is. I like him better than Will McDonald. Definitely like him better than Miles Murphy. Like him better than Foskey. So, yeah, I'm going to take BJ Ojulari pretty comfortably there. I know what I would do. Right here. This is a pretty – that's actually one of the more obvious picks for me, Steven.
It's an obvious pick for you?
They lost a guy in free agency that makes one of their units very bad.
That is true. They
two guys in free agency, actually. Two guys.
I hope – okay, wait. I don't want to not think what you're thinking. Hold up. Because they lost a lot of people in free agency if you really think about it.
Yeah.
But I think you're thinking tackle.
Oh, no, I'm not, but you definitely could go tackle here.
Because when you said lost him for agency, I immediately thought Orlando Brown.
I didn't even think about him.
I think I'll just go tackle. I'll go Darnold Wright. What were you thinking, though?
Quentin Johnston.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was a good pick, too. But I don't know. It's Mahomes. Here's receivers down the board. They made it work with Kadarius Toney and them last year.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine down the board.
Yeah. Well, all right. That is our full first round mock draft. Got it done. And again, it's looking pretty clean. So, yeah. That's about all we got for you guys. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm going to let these two go ahead and plug their socials before we get out of here so you guys can go follow them on all their platforms. So, I don't care who goes first, but I guess we'll go ahead and do that.
I'll let you take it, Steven.
Well, I am just at NFL Steven everywhere. TikTok, YouTube, Twitter.
Yeah, mine is JPOW NFL, JPOW NFL on TikTok and Twitter. And then I think the YouTube is just Jackson Powers. So yeah, go look at me there.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you guys again for being here. Thanks for sitting down doing this mock with me. And thank you guys, everybody, for listening. Be sure to do everything you can to help grow the podcast. We will see you guys next time.